Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Watch Podcast. I'm your host, James, with my co-host, Carolyn.
Hello.
And today we're talking about Carolyn's favorite genre of movie, sports movies.
As soon as I saw this poster, I knew I would love it.
Okay. It has very attractive men wearing no clothing.
I know, but it's also in black and white and like high lighting with lots of shadows and like big warrior, full capital letters. It's just such a boy movie.
The movie is Warrior. And what is the synopsis?
The youngest son of an alcoholic former boxer returns home where he's trained by his father for competition in a mixed martial arts tournament, a path that puts the fighter on a collision course with his estranged older brother. So this came out in 2011 and it was directed by Gavin O'Connor and stars Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton, Nick Nolte, and that's kind of it. Jennifer Morrison's in it as well.
Frank Grillo, and then a bunch of real-life MMA fighters, and Kurt Angle as a Russian, which is weird to me, because, he was like, he competed for America at the Olympics, so, you know, there we go. But I had seen this movie before. I am going out on a limb and assume you haven't.
I have not.
Surprise, surprise. So my memory of this film is that I enjoyed it a fair amount. I think there are certainly some very effective scenes. I think you can probably assume, you could probably guess the parts that I liked and remembered well.
The fighting.
No, actually.
Huh.
I actually didn't think the fighting was that well done. I think they, I think it's impressive that the actors are actually doing it. Like Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton are in there. But they're definitely using the camera to hide their limitations because they're not professional athletes and professional fighters who have been training their whole life. So they have to hide their abilities against people who are. Otherwise, they would be you couldn't sell it, which I get. And I think the fighting scenes are effective in conveying the message they're trying to get across.
So what do you think of the movie, though?
I think it's fine. I think it's worse than I remembered. Significantly, because it is just literally cliche after cliche after cliche and not even done particularly well. But I do think
that is what I was thinking when I was watching this. I was like, literally, no, you know, manly fighting movie is complete without daddy issues, this whole military pride that they're just hitting you in the face with. And in the end, like, you know what's going to happen with the one brother. It's like, oh, he's down by a couple and he's getting the shit beat out of him. And then there's like a break and a pep talk and then the whole tone changes and then he crushes him. Yay! Save your house, boy. Your house, your wife, your money, your dying child from cancer.
Your perfect suburban life. Like the movie's just trying to cover, it like throws so much into these characters, right? When I think, I should say, I really think Tom Hardy and Nick Nolte are like really good in this movie, like too good for the movie.
Tom Hardy looks young in this. I feel like I've seen him in a lot of things recently. And in this, when he was like first sitting there with his hood on and looking kind of rough, I was like, is that Tom Hardy? Like he's hard to recognize at points.
I mean, it is over a decade ago.
That's true.
This is like the movie he got his like really buffness for, where he's just like this physically hulking man. Who's not that tall, but like very wide and very jacked. And you're like, he's just a wall. But I think he's great. I think Nick Nolte's great. I think Joel Edgerton is doing as much as he can with a character that is just kind of nothing.
Joel Edgerton has this like sad dog face, puppy dog face that I just, they showed the fight and then they show him as a physics teacher and he looks like such a dweeb. Like, I think it's his hair or something. But like, I looked at him, I was like, you're trying to sell this guy as a fighter to me.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe intentional because like we've both watched movies with him in and other stuff, and he is like a physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, he is not. Now, this movie was before those other ones, so maybe it's like it's a flaw of the film. I do think they're trying to like make him not. He's the underdog, right? Like that's the whole point, is that he's not supposed to. But for all accounts, like because I do like the sport. This movie is like. It's the only movie where it's kind of, until recently, that it covered it in any way. dramatically, where they like try to touch on the issues of it, but they don't really at all. It's more about the issues of these two guys and not any of what it is actually like to be someone who is a professional fighter.
Yeah.
In that way. But apparently Joel Edgerton was the better athlete between him and himself and Tom Hardy. So that's why his scenes are longer. And
oh, really?
You see more is because he was able to pick up the choreography a little better and looked more fluid.
Well, they both have very different styles, and the movie really makes a point of that, because like the Joel Edgerton character is he's smaller, right? And he's
leaner. Less,
yeah, he's and so he gets by with doing like wrestling moves and like kind of like grappling and stuff, whereas like Tom Hardy, they show his movement is basically him just knocking out people in like one
punch. He's just a train, and he just runs over people, right? And he's just like, he just flatlines everybody he goes against. Yeah. No, but that's why, and yeah, I should say is that I don't know about Joel Edgerton, but this movie introduced Tom Hardy to martial arts, and he still currently trains jiu-jitsu, and last week entered himself under a fake name into a tournament, like a fairly large tournament in the UK, and won it.
Really?
Yeah. Just showed up, didn't tell anybody, entered under Tom something else, not Tom Hardy, and ended up winning the tournament. And then they were like, people realized when he was there, it was like, that's Tom Hardy, like one of the biggest actors in the world. And so, but he is still trained and continues to at least train in the grappling, which his character in this movie doesn't really do, which I think is funny in a way. And I know they have like, Frank Grillo is somebody who loves martial arts, and he's in the movie as a trainer, and I think he's very good at that. He actually was in a later show, but the actual movie of Warrior, I think, is middling at best.
It's the problem is it's nothing we haven't seen before. Like nothing, not a single original idea or concept. What is interesting, there's a remake of this movie, a Bollywood movie called Brothers, and I feel like I want to see it because I feel like it would be nuts.
They're also making this movie a TV series.
That's not necessary.
In America, starring other people, obviously, and they've changed it, but it is actually starring a retired UFC champion as one of the leads about the struggles of being a professional fighter, which if that's what they're actually going to do is more interesting than this movie, because like you just said, it's like cliche after cliche after cliche. It's like the dad's an alcoholic. He's abusive, was abusive. It's ruined his relationships with his sons. One son left with the mother. The mother got sick and died. That son joined the army, became a deserter war hero. The other son married his high school sweetheart, has a child that is suffering cancer and is going to lose the house. It's like literally everything has happened to both of them. All of these people have gone through everything.
It's well, like, and it was kind of confusing, like too muddled of a plot line. It's like these brothers hate each other. Why? Is it because you have trauma from war? Oh, no, that's not the reason. Oh, it's because we left because dad was abusive. Oh, but you stayed. Oh, why'd you stay? Oh, well, I was in love. Oh, I hate your wife. I was like, what? Oh, and it's all just like several conversations of like gruff men grunting at each other, explaining this. It's weird.
I should say I agree with all of that, but I do think the first scene with Nick Nolte and Tom Hardy, when Tom Hardy shows back up at the dad's house, and he's obviously like drunk and high and everything. I think that's very effective because of the actors.
Yes.
Right. Is that they are both conveying more than the scene is giving them.
Yeah.
Because they're so talented. And Nick Nolte's great in this movie as like the sad dad who has no way, who's trying to atone for his sins, but knows he can't. That's the only thing I think that works about this movie is that he doesn't get a happy ending. Right.
Yeah,
it's like the two that the relationship is repaired is the brothers, because that is the relationship that can be repaired. The one with the father is broken forever because he fucked it up and he has to realize that.
And it seems like he does. He sees the brothers bonding and he's like, you know what? That's it. And smiles and walks away. I got to ask, though, MMA, why is this a sport that exists? Like, why would a sport that lets someone compete without one working arm exist?
Okay, well, there is some leeway taken with stuff. So like when this movie was made, it was very much like there's references to fighters who are no longer fighting. Like Kobo is a reference to Fedor because he was like this Russian guy who like never lost, right? And then as happens with all sports, time catches up with you, the sport moves past you, you lose. And especially in a sport of fighting, like shit happens. But this movie is certainly taking leeway with the rules on some stuff. Like, it used to be known and certainly was, like, super no rules, like, shit just happened. But it is at a point currently, at least, where it's like, if someone's arm is dislocated, like it is so badly in the end of this, the ref is going to get in and stop it because they cannot defend themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he is unable to lift his arm. It's over. Like, would the ref have stopped it when his arm was popped at the end? No, right? Because, like, nobody knows at that point, right? You're not going to, like, he went back to his corner. He comes up for the next round, his arm's down. The ref's are going to be like, okay, you're on a short leash. But I'm going to give you, maybe you're, like, show me something, right? And then the moment where he gets, like, clawed, like, and I think the scene where it's, like, the brother's like, what are you doing? Like, we don't have to do this. Like, I don't want to do this to you, is also effective because it's just like, yeah, like, you're literally hurting someone who can't defend themselves. But the moment that happens, the ref would step in and be like, no, 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 it's over. Like, I get you. Everyone gave you your shot. It's done.
That was such an obvious moment, too. Like, I don't want to do this to you, man. Just do it. Just do it. It's like, oh, God, shut up. We've seen this so many times.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that's effective.
This movie was rated very, very well. Like, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has an 84 and a 92 audience score. Like, it's very well rated.
Well, I think it plays well in a big pop. It plays well to, like, in a theater, right? Like, it's this
probably,
big. Like, you leave the movie feeling good, and, like, it covers a lot of. There's so many issues in this movie that it probably hits issues for some people, right? Of being like,
yeah,
you're right. I did have a shitty father. Oh, you're right. I am struggling with my house payments. Like, there's something in there because they just hit so much of it. And, like, Nick Nolte was nominated for an Oscar for this performance, so...
It's like a straight white boy movie, man, you know?
It is. It is. I do think there are scenes that are good, but the vast majority of this movie is fine and unmemorable.
I didn't dislike it. It just did nothing for me. I saw this review. It says, critics' consensus, this is on Rotten Tomatoes, Warrior relies on many of the cliches that critics of the genre love to mock, and it transcends them with gripping action, powerful acting, and heart. And I'm like, does it, though?
I don't agree with that.
No,
I don't think it's that either.
But
I do think, like,
2011, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like the era of the sport they're showcasing is like early mid 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Because even at the time, it was not this.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly is, like, maybe that's because it was like a hedge fund guy was doing this, and it was like the first time this was done. So it was like, yeah, I could see maybe it not being the most well-controlled thing, but it's just so, like, skipped over. Like, so much of this movie is just, like, skipped over, or just, like, a line of dialogue to, like, tell us. And it's just, like, it's more interesting than even, like, some of the fights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, of course they're, like, they shoot the scene when the brothers talk on the beach like a fight, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, who's winning the argument? But it's, like, at least that scene is, like, two good actors acting against each other and dealing with, like, actually kind of talking about their trauma together. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, like, grunting past it. Like, they are still grunting. But at least, like, they are actually saying shit to each other that they were not withholding.
Yeah.
And then, like, their respective scenes when they're talking to their father about their father are good. Because they're actually talking about shit.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, the gruff grunting. But, like, Joel Edgerton, like, entire relationship with Weiss and those conversations suck. They're so bad.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't talk to her. And I'm like, why is she with this man? Like, I don't understand why she is with this man. Because he, like, fixes the children's toy piano. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he had nothing to do. Like, it's, yeah.
And she's, like, the perfect, most understanding wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but what about her struggles in this? Like,
well, and also, that also didn't seem realistic, because when she's at the fight at the end and she's like, yeah, kill him, blah. And it's like she has seen none of his other fights until that one. And it like, she's not looking away. Like, if you don't want your husband fighting, if you're worried he's going to get hurt, you're going to be cringing. You're not going to be cheering like you're a blood-hungry sports fan, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And she was cringing in the brother fight, but that was because, like, the movie wanted us to feel that way. But I agree. I just think her character is, like, there should be so much more there, and there isn't, because it is all about the three men in this movie. But, like, she's a part of one of their lives, and, like, it feels like there'd be more of, like, a discussion with, like, they reference his past life as a fighter, right? Where it was like, you were middling, you were fine, but you were nobody great. And the reason why you stopped is because you got beat up really badly and scarily. Like it was like you were in the hospital unconscious. Like that's really bad. And your wife was like, hey, we can't do this anymore because like, I can't deal with this. And we have a family. And then it's just kind of like skipped over at some point. Like they have that one scene of the phone and then like literally that's like everything solved. And then she's just a side character, which is like upsetting.
Is that not how it works?
In real life?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it is, but like, I feel like it would be more interesting. Like there's a lot there you could dive into for like make that relationship more interesting, right? Like she 100%. Deserves to be an actual character. And I hope with the adaptations it is.
I've seen her in other stuff. I like her. She can be pretty compelling when given stuff to do, you know?
Yeah, she's given as much to do as the trainer.
Yeah.
And again, like maybe this movie would actually be better served as something that is not a movie because the amount of shit they put in this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
But like diving into the relationship, like the wife, how do you deal with being someone's partner who's a professional fighter is interesting. Right? Because that has to be hard to see someone you care about get physically beaten up and abused. Yeah. That has to be difficult. And then also the relationship with the trainer of being like, you're friends with the person, you're this trainer, and doing that. Like, that's interesting as well. Like, what is it like to be the trainer of somebody in that position? And like, how do you deal with the personalities, but like also when bad shit happens to them, because it's going to. But the movie doesn't talk about any of that shit, which is acting. It's more just about like, at some point, it's just like, we know they're going to fight. So it's just trying to like fast forward us to this fight, but it takes too long to get there. And then it's like, but we're also a fighting movie, so we have to show these fight scenes. But again, they're against characters that this is the first time we're seeing them, so they don't matter to us.
Yeah. And then
we also have to include the Nick Nolte falls off the wagon scene, which is good. The scene of him in the hotel room drunk and the scene at the slots are both good.
Yeah.
It felt so like shoved in because it needed to happen that they lose a little bit of their impact.
Yes, and that's the issue with a lot of this film is there's a lot shoved in here.
Too much.
Also, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is too long.
Too long. It's like, there's a way to tell this movie, but I think, honestly, I think you have to cut one of the brothers and make it just one guy.
But then the whole point of the story is gone. We've seen many a fight film. This one wanted to do something different by having brothers because the drama.
I know, but like, it's, then you have to lose some of the side characters, right? Like, it just...
Or don't make everything bad ever in the world happen to these two boys.
Yeah, like maybe maybe you can do the losing the house thing of like why Brendan is doing it, right? Like that makes sense. But does it, there needs to be the other stuff going on with his life. And then that, like, just make it about like, this movie wants it to be about the brothers and the father, but then it loses that relation. It loses focus on that relationship.
Yeah.
For like an hour. And you're like, but that's the movie. That's the part like is actually interesting is these guys dealing with their issues and then like they deal with it by fighting because they're men and you know, the meme men will literally do what instead of going to therapy is fight each other in a ring instead of just sitting down and having a conversation about it. But at least
that's how they process their feelings. He said, I love you, man. And then they gave up the fight.
They gave up the fight. He protects them. He's the older brother protecting his little brother. Everything's fine now, you know. And then let's not even like the whole the war hero stuff and how he's getting arrested is so unnecessary for this movie. It's just to make us like, root for Tommy more when we don't need that. I was already like,
well, and also do part of it. He could be a war hero, but does he have to be a war hero who then ran? Like, he can be a war hero with PTSD. That's fine. But with PTSD, who's also now running, who had to change his last name because of it. Oh, surprise, because he had a different last name. That's how you didn't know they were brothers. But the whole army's out to support him, but he's still getting arrested. Like, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense when the movie should really just have been the dad and his relationships with his kids. Because the scene with Nick Nolte visiting Brendan outside of his house and having the conversation is very good. Because it was very uncomfortable in a way, right? Of being like, there was a lot. These mostly because of the actors again, because they're like talking like they're talking about something, but they're what they're actually talking about is not what they're talking about. And I thought that was effective. but there's just not enough of that in the movie, and everything else is like whatever. Like, this ain't no Rocky.
Yeah, no, it's one notch below Rocky. No, I didn't, it was nothing special. I really didn't enjoy it. I didn't dislike it, but I just didn't care. I found it, I wanted it to make me care more.
I agree with you. And I think the only reason why I got any investment is the level of talent that these actors have. And
yeah.
Like, I've seen Jennifer Morrison act in a bunch of stuff too, and she's great. And I'm like, you should use her. I guess you're not.
Yeah.
Seems like a shame. Hope she got paid well.
Yeah, I like Jennifer Morrison.
Me too. I think she's great. And like, same with everyone else in it. I see why Nick Nolte got nominated for best supporting actor, because it's very much an Oscars performance.
Yeah.
But he is very good. He is carrying a lot. And I think the only part is rewatchable is to see their performances and young Tom Hardy, which is weird. Also,
yeah,
he's just...
He's still cute, though. Like, he's, you know, a little cutie patootie.
He's a very attractive man. He's like...
Yeah.
Even though when they're trying to make him grungy, you're like, you're still too attractive for this role.
I mean, sometimes he does look like shit, you know?
I know, but then you look at him and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
You're still pretty hot. And he is not doing a weird accent, which is...
Is he American?
No, Tom Hardy's British.
Yeah, I thought so.
But he's not doing his, like...
He doesn't say much in this whole movie.
He loves to grumble and brood, and there's not much grumbling in this movie.
Yeah.
But there is lots of brooding.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite style of acting?
Brooding acting?
Yes.
Yeah.
You love all the brooding types. You always tell me your favorite actors are Tom Hardy and Ryan Gosling. So
I'm sure I say that every day. I did like Tom Hardy in this, though. I think he did a good job. But you're right. The redeeming quality of this film is the acting, and that's that. I mean, if you like fight movies, well, check it out, I guess.
Yeah, but if you also like fight movies, watch Rocky and Creed. They're way yeah, better.
Watch the better ones.
Film. Watch the better ones, you know? Like, the actual type of fighting doesn't matter. The Rocky and Creed are better because they're significantly better movies than this movie. So, I don't have anything else to say about it.
No, I'm done with this film.
So... I think it goes in somewhere but either above, below, between Monsters and Jennifer Body. I don't think it's as good as Reaver Vendetta or Climax.
No. Above,
but it's better than Tideland.
Yeah, definitely. Man, it is a better film than Jennifer's Body, but I have more fun watching Jennifer's Body. You know what I mean?
I think this is when our gender differences are going to show. Because I had more fun watching this than Jennifer's Body. But I frankly don't care which one's above the other one.
Yeah.
So I will just say...
No, I'm fine with putting this above Jennifer's Body because I do acknowledge it's a better film.
Yeah, it is. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who's the best act? Who's the best performance in Warrior?
Tom Hardy.
Is Tom Hardy better than Amanda Seyfried in Jennifer's Body?
Yeah.
Okay, then I think it has to be above. I was like, if you said no, I would have put it below. So.
Yeah, no, I feel like he gets to do some serious acting. Hers was not like, I really liked her in that movie, but.
Yeah, no, me too. I was just like, those are the comparable. She's the best performance in Jennifer's Body.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and I think Tom Hardy is the best performance in this movie, although Nick Nolte's the one who got recognition because he's pathetic and gets to cry more. But no, I will probably forget this movie tomorrow. It's kind of where it is in my brain.
I forgot this movie and I watched it yesterday, so.
Yeah, there we go. But now we get to do your favorite part.
Picking the new films?
Yes. Now, should I say, is there any movie you want to add?
I'm content with this list.
You're content with this list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I should say there's a bunch of movies that have come out recently that would feel like they would fit this, but I guess we might have to actually talk about them as maybe nominees for the Oscars, because I think Top Gun Maverick is actually going to get nominated for a bunch of shit, which is wild to me.
It was really fun, though.
I love that movie. I legitimately love that movie and I cried in it. But then I'm like, that's going to be a front runner? it's one of those years. But hey, Val Kilmer's in it and he made me cry. So
there you go.
There. But the movie we're watching next time is, it's spinning right now. We've got some stuff on here that is all very
It's a weird mix.
So we got Beast.
Okay.
Which is the Jesse Buckley movie, right?
Yes, it is.
It is. We love Jesse Buckley.
We love Jesse Buckley.
We do. We should put the movie she did with Alex Garland, Men, on here.
I heard that one was a trip.
Yeah, but it feels like something that would be here. Alex Garland movie, actually. Just put them all on the list. Then the one after Beast is going to be... Now we're into the ones where I'm just like, every single one of these is something.
Yep.
Oh. District 9.
Okay. I haven't seen that since it came out.
Same. I haven't seen that since it came out. I've never seen Beast. So we'll probably have to add some more here pretty soon. We're kind of low on films, but we have enough for...
But we're low on some good films, so...
What do you mean? There's some great movies on here.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we're low, but it's just good stuff, so I'm down with keeping it this way.
You know, the two I am most excited about, which we might just make them Oscar ones... Mm-hmm. Are Everything Everywhere All at Once and Nope.
Yeah. Have you seen
you
Nope?
And I have both seen Nope, but we were not talking about it to each other because it's on here. And I want to know what Carolyn thinks of Nope.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you one day when we get to watching it.
Yes. Anyway, you can find me everywhere on the internet at James Will, except on Twitter where the O is a zero. And you can find Carolyn
at CarolynDunk93 on all the platforms.
And you can send us email at letswatchpod@gmail.com. And we're on all of the streaming services. Yeah, and the next movie will be Beast. Then after that will be District 9. You have been punless. I'm leaving the floor open for you now. Or doing a dad joke, whichever one you prefer.
I don't have either of those. You're leaving the floor open for me. I can't do it. If we were still talking about Climax, I would say this is my moment to, you know, do a spin on my head or something with the floor open. But... we're not talking about Climax, so I have nothing for you, man.
Okay.